Rob Schneider warns of the tech information takeover of the world. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 7, 2021. Actor-comedian Rob Schneider took to Twitter on Tuesday to warn of a looming tech information takeover of the world. Make no mistake. This is a tech/information takeover of the world. The new conquistadors are Google, Facebook, Twitter, Big Pharma and their paid foot soldiers in government, tweeted the Saturday Night Live alum on Tuesday. Now, we are all indigenous people. What happened to them is happening to us. Unless we say no to the fear. Included in the tweet was a cropped image of painter Emmanuel Leutze's storming of the Teocalli by Cortes and his troops, 1848. This has not been the actor's first time warning the public about the dangers of the power over information that the major tech companies now wield. In September, Rob Schneider called out Silicon Valley, as well as the mainstream corporate media, and universities, in a series of tweets posted as part of what appeared to be an impromptu Q&A session with his fans. Until Congress takes away big tech's liabilities from being sued, they have no incentives to mitigate their behavior, Schneider tweeted. In May, the Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo star declared that we are in a real-world Orwellian nightmare of censorship in reaction to a censorship campaign being perpetrated by big tech firms from Facebook to Twitter, as well as purported news organizations like Pointer. We are in a real-world Orwellian nightmare of censorship, wrote Schneider. Be careful who you label and smear today. You will be the smeared tomorrow. Just bizarre, added Schneider in a follow-up tweet. Progressive Democrats, who once stood for civil rights, liberty, free speech now stand for censorship and removing parent rights. In the wake of the 2020 presidential election, psychologist and search engine expert Dr. Robert Epstein revealed his findings on Google's search manipulation in the 2020 election, which Epstein claims could have shifted a minimum of 6 million votes in one direction. We had 733 field agents in three key swing states this year: Arizona, North Carolina, and Florida. And we preserved more than 500,000 ephemeral experiences. That's about 30 times more data than we got in 2016, said Epstein. Google search results were strongly biased in favor of liberals and Democrats. We found a period of days when the vote reminder on Google's homepage was being sent only to liberals. Not one of our conservative field agents received a vote reminder during those days. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.